It's weird. I've never been up here. It's like, what in the world is going on? Okay. All right. So how many people here have ever been to Starburger down the road? Yeah? If you haven't been, you seriously need to go. Like, seriously, tomorrow, go. Seriously, go. It's so good. All right. So at the beginning of June, Emily and I actually were down at Starburger. I thought it'd be really fun. We'd gone there once last summer. And we got our food, we sat down, and I looked at the receipt as we finished eating, and I went, this is kind of expensive. Like, we paid this much money for two burger meals, like, what in the world? And she said something like this, boils down to whether you're willing to pay the price or not. So, following Christ comes with a price tag. And at the end of the day, we need to ask ourselves honestly if we are willing to pay that price. Many in the Bible were willing to pay that price. And one example is the disciples. So if you look at Matthew 4, verses 18 to 22, that's the initial time when we read in the Bible where Jesus is calling the disciples. And it says this, "While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.' Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him." So Jesus called every disciple to leave behind the life they'd known, to walk in a higher life with him. If you note in Matthew, it said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." These disciples had a choice between answering the call and continuing on in the life that they had known before Christ. They could have literally been like, "Yeah, sounds great, but you know, I'm good. Bye, see ya. I'm good with where I am." They had to be willing in their hearts to surrender their lives to follow Christ and eventually go higher in him. After Jesus ascends, these same disciples were tasked with taking the word to the nations. And on top of this, the disciples were persecuted for their faith. They found opposition of Jewish leaders. Others who were called later, like Paul, found suffering and trials again, persecution as well. But this is inevitable because the world often clashes, actually, it usually always clashes, with those who choose to live in Christ. Coincidentally, I also have John 15, verses 18 to 20 here. "If the world hates you," and I'm just going to read it again, "know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than its master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours." So there's a price tag when it comes to choosing Christ, yes? And these disciples were willing to pay that price. However, some people try to keep one foot in the world and one foot in God. And you can't do that, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, but it can lead to some very messy situations. A time will come and we will have to make that choice. And for a lot of people, a time will come where the heart will simply be revealed. And here's one example. So John 12, verses 1 to 6. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume, but Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, for who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii? And given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Judas initially chose to follow Jesus, but his heart here reveals itself, and he continued to choose something of this world, money. He would betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, but though he gained earthly possessions, the price he paid as a result was more costly than the disciples who gave their heart and their lives to Christ and continued tithing into him. In this time, some are wavering between choosing God and the world, trying to keep one foot in God and the other in the world. And while lips have said yes, the heart has not. According to Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Again, we can only choose to serve one. But here's the thing, God brings these kinds of things to our attention, not because he wants to hurt us or make us feel guilty. It's because he loves us and he wants us to choose him. The disciples were called by Jesus into a higher life in him, and they were willing to pay that price. And as I mentioned earlier, many did die for their faith. In fact, I think all of them died for their faith. But here's some encouragement for you. God always has his arms open wide. Like Waymaker, like even when I don't see it, you're working. Or there's another song, I think, called Reckless Love, where it's like he's always running after us. And that just came to my mind. Though the price seems like a lot to follow Christ and choose the higher path in him, it's worth it. It's so worth it. Just talk to anyone here who's been a Christian for 30 plus years, who are still diving into Christ. They will tell you it's worth it. It's through him that we can do what he calls us to do. In fact, it's not us doing anything, but him doing it through us. As I was praying a couple months ago, I sensed God say the following: the price is high, but I am higher. There's encouragement in knowing that God can work in us and through us, helping us every time we need to surrender or do practically everything. All he asks is a willing heart. An intimate walk with God is something that is so beautiful, it cannot be compared to anything. There's absolutely nothing like it anywhere in the world, in the universe. So it boils down to this question: are you willing to pay the price and answer that higher calling that Jesus has in your life? I'm done. There you go.